Thanks for calling customer service. Can I please have your zip code?
Hello?
Thank you for calling customer service. Can I please have your zip code?
60107. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Can you repeat the zip code, please?
60107.
What's your first and last name?
Sean Siscon, Syscon.
And what was the first name?
Sean, Shawne.
And the last name?
C is in Charlie. Y, S is in Sam, C is in Charlie, O, N is in Nancy.
Okay. So, how can I help you today, ma'am?
Well, I have a charge on my credit card and I just want to know what it's for.
So, I don't seem to see your name in the system. By any chance, can I have the last 6 digits of the card that was charged?
Hold on a moment. You might have it under a different zip code, 33907.
Can you state the last name again?
Siscon, Syscon.
Okay, no, ma'am, I still don't have anyone with that name.
All right, that's our last. How many do you want on my credit card?
Six.
608831.
Eight eight three one. Can you provide the first six? I'm sorry.
The what?
The first six.
The first what?
Six.
No, I'm not going to give you my whole credit card number over the phone.
Okay, well,
All right, I have a charge here. It was from,
ma'am, can
three two t three two 21 for $7.92.
3, 2, 21, 7, 9. Okay. I tried to look you up by your... Do you have an email address?
IrishBell@comcast.net.
Can you spell it?
IrishBelle@comcast.net.
ELLE.
Okay, it's IR. ISH. BELLE. B as in boy.
Okay. ELLE at Comcast.net.
Right.
Siskin. Can you verify the address?
Well, you could have as 3357 New South Province Boulevard.
Thanks. So I have an account.
Pardon?
I have an account pulled up for the smartwatch. How was that watch working out for you?
For the smartwatch?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was for? That's all I need to know is what it's for. It comes up with a different name and I'm not recognizing it.
Yes, ma'am. It's for the smartwatch.
Okay. That's all I needed.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.